This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That was the pilot of that regional airplane that landed at Minot, North Dakota.
Which has no air traffic control, like radar, by the way. It has a tower, but it's visual only. They do not have radar.
The FAA said today it will investigate an incident that occurred between a Delta regional jet and a B-52 bomber.
It was a military. I don't know how fast they were going, but they were a lot faster than us. I felt it was the safest thing to do to turn behind them. So sorry about the aggressive maneuver. It caught me by surprise. This is not normal at all. It was not fun, but I do apologize for it. And I thank you for understanding. It was kind of not a fun day at work.
And not a fun day at work, he said.
He got a round of applause from all the passengers in the cabin. Let's be honest, saving their lives.
Let's call the aggressive maneuver first. Like, let's call it actually what it was. Someone says they were just coming in for landing.
Had left from Minneapolis to Minot, North Dakota.
Yep, and if you were on the right side of the plane, you might have seen this other plane coming right at them. If you were on the left side, you didn't see what was happening. You just felt the plane.
So Minot, North Dakota is also it's an Air Force base as well. And is it on the map? No, I don't see it on the map. Anyway, he says in this address to the passengers, they did not even tell us that there was a B-52 bomber in our flight space.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
We're not going to play all of the pilot's audio because it's a little muffled. You know, it was a passenger that was just filming it, like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. What he's explaining to them is that Minot, North Dakota's airport does not have radar, which should be illegal. So
But the Air Force base does.
They visualize from there. But he says the Air Force absolutely has radar.
Of course they do.
And we do not know why no one bothered to tell us that this plane was coming. They should have told us, or at the very least, they should have told the B-52 pilots who were there for a flyover.
Of the state fair in North Dakota.
Of the state fair. Mm-hmm. This, not that it would be okay to almost take out a commercial passenger plane, you know,
But let's be honest. This,
prepping for war.
This is a frivolous, non-training exercise.
A state fair flyover, and they almost took out a passenger plane.
There is no excuse for the lack of communication. However, that B-52 could not have maneuvered out of the way.
And thank God that the regional jet was able to.
And by the way, even if you are a passenger on that plane and you don't feel the shift, you do feel the G's pulling you back into your seat, because when you turn a plane at that speed, it increases the G-force.
You realize, had they not been looking out the window, they would not have seen it coming. If they just...
Can you imagine the explosion?
Oh my God.
I mean, not just because we're talking about a regional passenger jet, but we're talking about a B-52 bomber. I mean, it would have been horrific. Obviously, no one survives. Duh.
One passenger said, maybe I was overreacting, but being in the very front row, man, you felt everything. All of those hard turns, you could tell something wasn't right. Well, yeah, coming in for a landing, you're not supposed to be hard turning.
So one passenger that I saw on CNN this morning said that the plane turned so sharply.
Yeah.
Okay. She said, when I looked, she was on the right side of the plane.
Yeah.
When I looked out my window, there was no horizon.
No.
All I saw was ground. Ground.
Oh, the other way. Yeah, because it pitched down.
It literally turned at a 90-degree angle.
Oh, God.
And she said, when I looked out the window, all I saw was ground. There was no horizon.
You know,
That's how sharp the turn was.
I want them to be flipping around the headline here, because everyone is saying pilot does aggressive maneuver, almost struck. They need to flip that headline. B-52 bomber almost wipes out passenger plane. Mm-hmm. That's what happened here.
Do we know how many people were on that plane?
72, I think I read.
72?
This has to be a smaller airport if they don't have radar.
It's a regional jet, so probably in the 70s, yeah. Low 70s. Okay.
This is one of those planes, and I've been on them when I've gone to Greenville, South Carolina, where there's two seats on one side, one seat on the other side.
I hate to use it as reference, but it was a regional jet in D.C., and there were 67 people
on
board.
But yeah. I'm telling you, I have to applaud this pilot, and here's why. Right after it happened, he said, quote, sorry, everybody, I will explain everything when we land safely. And we talked to Carrie last week on that flight to
Kansas City.
From Salt Lake to Kansas City. They never, ever left Salt Lake, but they also weren't told what was going on. And she said people were crying, screaming, panicking.
Praying the rosary.
Yep. What is happening with this airplane? They didn't learn. I think it was 30 minutes until the pilot said something. Obviously, we're having some mechanical issues. And then it was 2 hours before they actually knew what had happened. I applaud this pilot for saying, look, once we're landed, I will tell you what just happened. Tell me something.
But the difference is, and I agree with you, say something. But the difference between what Carrie experienced and what these people in Minot, North Dakota experienced is the pilot knew immediately in Minot what had happened. With Carrie's plane,
there was a hard, heavy plastic burning smell and horrible noises.
And the two pilots up front are working feverishly to figure out what the heck is going on around here. And they don't know. Now, and I said this to Carrie when I talked to her last week, and I think I said it to you, what the pilots on her flight should have done and didn't do is give me assurance that I'm going to see the end of this day.
Yeah.
You know, say, listen, folks, hey, it's your pilot up here at the front.
Buckle up.
We're trying to figure, obviously, you know that there's a problem, okay? We're trying to figure out what that problem is. I want you to know that everything's going to be fine.
I bet you legally they are not allowed to say that.
Why not?
Because sometimes everything is not fine.
Well, when you're dead, you can't sue.
Well,
I mean, just come on the speaker and say, everything's going to be fine. We're going to figure out what this is, but we will be able to get this plane back down on the ground.
Aviate.
Communicate. Navigate,
defecate.
Communicate.
Listen to this from the Minot, North Dakota plane mishap.
Nerds.
She says, when we landed, it was really quiet. No one stood up right away like people normally do. At the airport, I heard some people saying that their friends saw what happened from the ground. Mm. The other plane nearly hit us, and it went so low, quote, it passed under us. Mm. They did this, vroom, and it made that noise, vroom.
What was the noise that the B-52 made?
Vroom. Vroom. Okay. All right, when is a burglary a burglary? Huh. And when is it a welfare check gone wrong?
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.